What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversity into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. Dear listeners, I am your host, Saskia Roel, and you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. This show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how to activate that great potential and express your greatest talents and gifts so you can leap into your biggest dream. Well, today I am so excited. I have looked forward personally myself the whole day because we have an amazing guest. Her name is Lola Jones, and she will talk with us about the 19 spiritual myths that hold you back. And Lola's no-nonsense Texas cowgirl guru style of telling it is like nothing else you've ever heard. You'll stop doing and believing things that are not only absolutely useless, but are preventing your enlightenment, happiness, and freedom. I know you are going to love it, and I can already share with you. I have done work with Lola. I mean, Lola has done work with me, and it opens absolutely the door to your soul. Let me tell you that. So, stay with us on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. It's live each Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 Central, and 3 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. And each week, I will have amazing gifted experts and coaches and speakers to help you begin that journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. So to take that first step, if you want to get started right now, you can get the 21-day free training I'm offering now. It's the core part of my best-selling coaching program. You can get the 21-day roadmap to your dreams if you go to www.yoursoulguidance.com. So, what happens when you have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, and at some point in your life, you open that door and you say goodbye to your small self and say hello to your soul? I know there is not one person better in this world who can talk more about this. That's Lola Jones. So let me share a little bit about Lola Jones. She has become the teacher of teachers, leaders, and healers. And her joyful life, and I mean, it is her joyful life, I must say. I've experienced in talking with her that she really lives that life that's dedicated to being an example of living full out in the physical world while awakening others. Now, the majority of her time is spent at the bigger picture, leading, writing, creating, innovating, singing, painting, and training others to do what she does. Lola has transformed lives for over 25 years, and her work has spread word of mouth to over 100 countries, and for one reason, because it works, and it works fast. 6 years ago, when she was 51, Lola received the gift of grace that catapulted her work to miraculous new power and effectiveness. Lola lives a rather low-key life. She avoids the spotlight, quietly doing her work through her books, online retreats, on her website, www.divineopenings.com. And she also hosts a few 5-day silent retreats. And her book, Things Are Going Great in My Absence, actually changed his life and has spread word of mouth to 100 countries. Well, Lola does not encourage followers, preferring to liberate people to stop seeking and become their own guru. And she just moved from her little ranchita in Austin, Texas, to Ojai, California, with her love, Russell Martin. He's an author and filmmaker, and their two Arabian horses and her dog, Honey. Well, let's bring her on. Let's not wait any longer. Welcome, Lola, to the show.
Oh, thank you, Saskia. That felt so good. I just love you. I always love talking with you. And yes, Saskia walks the talk in her life too.
Uh-huh.
And it's always inspiring and uplifting for me to talk with you.
Well, Lola, it's such a gift that you're here, because I know you don't give interviews a lot, or not anymore at all maybe, but you're here, and you're here to inspire everybody who's listening, at least in the East Coast, on a very rainy day. So I'm sure everybody can use some sunshine here. But why are they calling you the cowgirl guru? That intrigues me.
Well, you know, I just have that Texas style of telling it like it is. I don't do the pious spiritual teacher thing at all. I'm not wild about stereotypes. And so my way of being is just to be myself. And yes, I channel, and yes, the presence speaks through me, but in a very plain and down-to-earth voice. And people really like that. They respond to that.
It's true, because there's nothing, you know, what people call woo-woo, or, you know, like it's not grounded. It's actually what you speak is the truth, and people get it. But talking about the guru a little bit more, Lola, as we've been so conditioned to seek all constantly, you know, to process our issues, get healings, do all these typical things we've been taught to do, so we come to a spiritual enlightenment, and obviously it does not really work. So you are an advocate of, like, you know, you shouldn't seek, but how stop all that help you still become enlightened and happy?
Yes, it's matter of fact, it's myth number 3 in my article that I'm directing everybody to, that it takes a lifetime to quote unquote heal. Well, first of all, I don't call anything healing unless you're physically sick, because it's a misunderstanding of what needs to happen. If you're physically sick, you need healing. But if you're not physically sick, you need awakening. As you're talking about, you need to get in touch with your real self, your soul self. And your small self, while it is misguided, it doesn't need healing. And that's why all the years of spiritual healing people do don't awaken them, and why the issues just continue to go on and on and on. One of the myths is that one day you're going to get enough healing, and then you're going to be enlightened, and then you're not going to have issues anymore. Well, you can do that. You can get enlightened and not have issues anymore, but healing won't help that. As a matter of fact, if you constantly go to your practitioner and say, heal me, first of all, you're giving your power away. Second of all, by the very focus on looking for what's wrong, you keep creating something wrong. You'll go, and I have this feeling that needs healing. And so the healer does something about that. But then here comes another one and another one and another one, and it never ends. See, I noticed this myself. It never ended. The issues never ended. So when you completely change your perspective, see, if you don't like what's happening, don't just change what you're doing. Change paradigms completely. So when you move to the awakening paradigm, you're not trying to heal yourself. There's really nothing that needs healing unless you're sick. You're intending and focusing on awakening, and when that happens, all the issues go away without healing.
You know, I've actually never heard that distinction. You know, we don't need healing, but awakening, which makes way more sense. But what do you mean with awakening? So the listeners, you know, really understand
what
we're talking
about. Yeah, I like to be down to earth about this. Well, we all have our ways. You know, Saskia, you help people awaken to their soul, to who they really are. I help people awaken to who they really are. My work, Divine Openings, actually gives people a shot of grace that is like somebody's washed their eyes. Somebody said that recently. She said, it's like somebody washed my eyes. And she said, the issues that I've been working on just weren't there anymore. Now, that's what Divine Openings does. It's that grace boost that helps you get your eyes washed so you can see things differently. And then there's a conscious mind piece that teaches you some new habits to sustain that, so that your mind doesn't muddle you again, so that your mind learns to support that awakening. Because our minds have their own ideas about the way things need to go. They're wrong-seeking missiles. You know, the mind's always looking for what's wrong, and that can take us out of enlightenment after even a really remarkable grace pop or enlightenment pop.
Wow, that's is this also one of the spiritual myths, Lola?
Well, there is the myth that there is something to heal. That one of the other myths is that it takes a lifetime to heal. And you know, by some paths, yes, it does. And then you never get there. You still don't get there. So I don't know about other paths, because I don't seek anymore, but I do know that with Divine Openings, it can happen in weeks, months, a year, that people can be awake and living fully and can stop seeking. They can stop seeking. Some people stop seeking after reading my book, Things Are Going Great in My Absence. They say it's the last spiritual book they ever needed to buy, and they just start living. And so I guess another spiritual myth that relates to that is that you've got to work on yourself all the time, that a spiritual path is something that you do your whole life to work on yourself. And nothing could be further from the truth. It would be like saying you need to be in the hospital all the time. You know, you go to the hospital to get well, and then you go live. So I look at spiritual life that way, that you wake up, and then you go live. You do your soul's path like you coach people to do. You don't continue to study and work on yourself and seek your entire life, ideally. I mean, I got tired of it. There was a time when I said to the presence, you know, you better wake me up now because this is getting really boring. You know, this is just not going fully. You know, it's like I'm almost there, I'm almost there, I'm almost there, but I got to work on myself some more. You do not have to do that.
Laura, hold that thought, because we are almost going to a break, and I want to hear more of that story. So you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we're going to go take a quick break. And when we come back, our special guest, Lola Jones, will talk way more about, you know, this amazing topic, the awakening of our big self. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Hello, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and my special guest today is Lola Jones, who is talking with us about the 19 spiritual myths that hold you back. But before we continue, I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact Lola. Lola, can you give us your contact information for the listeners or events or your special gift?
Well, what I prefer that they do first is go to www.divineopenings.com and look at how Divine Openings works. It has all the information that people need to understand what it's about. And I do have a 5-day silent retreat coming up. This one just has 2 spaces left in it, but I actually recommend that people look for the book on the website first. The book, Things Are Going Great in My Absence, which starts this journey of awakening and liberates the divine intelligence within each person, allowing them to get the inner guidance and have the direct knowing that they've been seeking for so long.
And Lola, on your website, I just want you to mention it. I mean, there are these beautiful paintings. Can you tell a little bit about it? Because if you just go to Lola's website, I mean, you'll be amazed. You get actually free sessions there right away. Can you? I'd just like you to share a little bit what happens there.
The paintings are infused with divine energy, and believe me, it's so much bigger than me that I can't exactly explain how it happens. But people, some people who are tuned to a vibration close enough to be able to feel it have big experiences just looking at the art.
Yeah.
That's true. And I know that website is so gorgeous that, and there's so much to see. And I mean, you're so multi-talented, Lola. I mean, the paintings are exquisite. And can you just say one more time your website?
Oh, divineopenings.com. And yeah. Saskia, that ability to paint and sing and write and do all these things came with the awakening. It came with the opening to that larger aspect of me that is so much bigger than just the human me.
Yeah. And Lola, do you think we all have way more than we know?
Oh, yes. They used to say we only use 10% of our brain, but it's not just our brain. It's our very being. We only use 10% of our very being. I'd even say we use 1% of our very being. Our non-physical self, our large self, the whole of who we are is so vast. You could say this little physical focus of us is tiny. Tiny compared to that vast, large self. And I don't call it higher self because it makes it sound like it's better than us.
Yeah.
It's not better than us. It's just bigger, more expanded, more comprehensive. And that's a spiritual myth, that there's high and there's low, and that humanity is low, and we're trying to get somewhere and get better. Well, when you awaken to this awareness of the vastness of who you are, you no longer look at physical life as inferior, or even your smaller self as inferior. It's just limited. It's just not all of who you are. And this has to be an experience to really come to life. See, we've heard this stuff for years and years and years. And one thing that I've really appreciated about Divine Openings is it gives people an actual physical all levels experience of this, not just a concept that they're striving to experience, but the experience of it. And that, and then it becomes real in daily life.
Yeah, well, I can say I have experienced the divine opening a couple, and it's just something that I can't describe, but it felt like it's an energetic experience. I mean, I was tingling all over and kind of like in this blissful state.
Yes, and that was on the phone. We haven't even met in person yet. Yes, so that can happen through the website and on the phone. I do feel like I know you in person. It's funny, as I said that, I went, oh, well, we've never met. But we have.
I was just going to say, I bet we have.
Yes, we have. On the non-physical, you and I are sisters for sure, and on the same path. And so, but I love that the energy knows no limitation of time and space.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyone who's listening and lives in Boston or in Texas, you live in Ojai, that doesn't make any difference, right, to work with them.
No. When a phone session happens, the time and space disappear. It's irrelevant. Yes. Or when someone does the online class, or when they call into a group call, the energy conveys, it translates.
Mm.
Yes.
Lola, and what is this small self and large self, if people don't know, what's the difference?
Well, I drew a line in there somewhere that doesn't really exist, but for the purposes of communication, it helps. So let's just say your small self is this pinpoint, and your large self is everything else. Three-dimensionally, five-dimensionally, your large self is just vast and unlimited. But we sent an aspect of ourself to this physical life for the experience that it provides, and for the evolution it provides for the universe and for mankind and for us individually. We project ourselves into this physical life, but all of us doesn't come here. We have access to all of us, and Divine Openings definitely opens that access. But the all that is, that we are, will not fit in this body. It's just too large. It's too vast. And we project ourselves very often in many places at once, but this is the life we're concerned about. And so this small self is not bad, not inferior. It's not something we need to fix. It's just a more limited aspect of us that we no longer need to be limited by when we start to step into living more as our large self. Our large self is all-knowing, actually, and will feed us the information we need when we need it, if we're open, if our pipes are open, and if it can get through. And divine openings literally opens the pipes, and the input from the large self begins to come through discernibly and understandably.
Right. And is that like the large self knows what our life purpose or soul purpose is? I mean, that one thing that you're really good at, is that?
Absolutely, yes. It'll lead us toward what we're really good at. And for some people, you know, like me, it knows I like variety. So the art and the music was opened, as well as the writing and spiritual teaching. It all blasted open. And it began to just flow effortlessly.
Right.
Yes, and everybody will have some kind of gift that opens when they really tap in.
Yeah. And why does the small self stop us? Or why is in the small self that fear, like I can't do it or I'm not good enough or whatever that is?
Oh, it's that conditioning. See, we come here really open, and then we get conditioned by other people, and we pick up their limitations, and we think, oh, well, this is how you're supposed to be, and oh, you're not supposed to believe that fantasy stuff that you've been thinking about. You're supposed to put your nose to the grindstone, and you're supposed to work hard, and, you know, that's another spiritual myth, that you have to work really hard to get anything worthwhile, and I'd say no, more direct to just open up to your large self, and those things start flowing to you. They start happening. But we grow up believing a lot of things that aren't true, and that's why I just love these myths. Ooh, here's a good one. Here's a good myth, and it's one of the things that the small self latches onto and then labors under, suffers from. There's a big portion of the spiritual community that really believes you're here to learn lessons, and they'll say, well, that's one of my lessons that I had to learn. And, you know, someone made that up and wrote it in a spiritual book, and then a bunch of people copied it to explain why life can be so hard. But really, lessons have nothing to do with it. But unfortunately, many people have taken on this belief because it was written in a spiritual book somewhere. And the biggest problem, though, is that if you believe that you have to learn lessons, guess what? You'll constantly be learning painful lessons, thinking it's spiritually necessary and that it's good and that you're not shirking your lessons. But I told a teacher way back, I told my last teacher that I had, I think it was...
Lola, hold that thought, because we're almost going to a break. So I want everybody to stay tuned to hear, you know, what about all these lessons we actually don't have to learn? It's not about learning lessons in life. And Lola Jones is going to tell you much more about it. You are listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we will be right back. And if you want to know more about Lola Jones, go to www.divineopenings.com and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011. We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hello, listeners, on this rainy day here in the East Coast. We have an amazing show because we have this wonderful guest, Lola Jones, who talks with us about the 819 spiritual myth that holds you back. And before we go ahead, I want to let you know I've been interviewing these 8 happiness experts, and Lola Jones was one of them. And we have this free 8-day program. It's absolutely amazing interviews. Lola Jones is talking, actually giving a divine opening. If you want to get hold of that program, it's absolutely free. You go to it's number 8 and then gurusecrets.com, 8gurusecrets.com. And if you want to know about Lola Jones and want to receive all these amazing gifts and basically awakenings, as I can say that, on her site, you go to www.divineopenings.com. divineopenings.com. And now I can't wait to continue our conversation where we were talking about, you know, the people who say you need to learn all these lessons in life. And Lola has a different take on that, Lola. So go ahead and share with us.
Oh, I remember the last teacher I had was about 15 years ago. And one day I said to her, you know what I get with all these lessons? And she goes, what? And I said, another lesson. I said, I'm done. I'm going to find a path of joy where you learn by joy, where you just evolve and expand, and it's not all these painful lessons. And interestingly, since we create our reality, that was the end of that for me. And oh, did life get good. Divine Openings got born. And see, you create your own beliefs as true. So when people believe that you're here to learn lessons, well, guess what? They get lots of lessons. They keep creating lessons. They keep running into lessons. And they always seem tired, and they always seem beleaguered by, they always seem burdened by the latest lesson. And they justify it by going, well, it's just a spiritual lesson. Well, again, if what you're doing isn't working, change paradigms. There is another paradigm in which you're not here in some kind of school. There's nothing to graduate from. There's no test to pass, and there's no grade to earn. The presence did not create that. People created that. Like karma, you know, you don't have to pay karma either. So if you let go of those beliefs, you can have a happy, lesson-free, karma-free life, or your karma will be instant in the moment. You'll feel if something feels bad, and you'll change it. But, and of course, you will learn and evolve in this lesson-free life, because life is change, expansion, evolution, and marches on eternally. But lessons can be this never-ending drag that you can resign from today. So next time you hear yourself say, oh, well, that's just a lesson I had to learn. No, you didn't.
But what is it then, Lola? How do people relate to it? Like you say, this was an experience, but at some point you do. You'll learn from your past experience.
Okay,
or how do you see that?
Well, we all do evolve, and we do learn from our past experience. But in the big picture, it's not that God put this lesson in front of you to stumble on and fall down and then learn something from it. It's you're creating your reality and those circumstances by how you're vibrating. Mm. It has nothing to do with lessons. And when you see how you were vibrating that created that, you ideally, and most people do, you stop creating it. But it wasn't that it was a lesson. And the more you get attuned to how you vibrate and thus how you create your reality, the less you have those tripping points that we used to call and justify as lessons. The less you even bump into those glass walls, the less you trip over that old pattern and habit that you used to continually create. So it has nothing to do with a lesson. It has to do with how you're vibrating. And that's one of the core tenets of Divine Openings, is that you very quickly learn to read your own instrument panel and interpret your everyday, every minute emotions and learn exactly how you vibrated things and circumstances into being. And then as you learn to move up the instrument panel, you learn to vibrate things into being that you want, rather than living a life full of learning lessons, which again is kind of like the healing treadmill, the hamster wheel that never ends. The lesson hamster wheel never ends. There's no reward. You just get another lesson. But with awakening, you get your reward really quickly, and you get to start having fun.
About this vibrating, for anyone who doesn't know, like, okay, I'm vibrating, you know, I just get in a car accident and I was maybe vibrating, but how do you change that if you're not aware how you vibrate? How do you, can you speak about that, Lola?
Well, I'm trying to think how to, that's one of those things that is an experiential process that begins with the book, Things Are Going Right in My Absence. It's, you do learn it very quickly, but it's not a concept, it's an experiential process. Like you begin to learn to notice, okay, I'm feeling this way, it indicates I'm vibrating this way. And then you notice what happens when you're feeling that way. It's a very down-to-earth, grounded, rational feedback process. It's not woo-woo at all. You begin to notice, I'm vibrating and feeling this way, that comes to me. I'm vibrating and feeling this way, that happens to me. And I change it, and I vibrate, and therefore feel this other way, and oh, good, this other thing comes to me that I've been wanting for quite some time, and that thing that I didn't like has stopped happening. So it's an experiential process. As you learn to read your instrument panel, it becomes as reliable as the instrument panel in an airplane. And, you know, if they did not have an instrument panel they could read, people would end up in Florida instead of California. But
no,
that's the way it is. That's the way it is for many people on the spiritual path. they're meditating and they're being good and they're doing all these things, and still they're ending up somewhere different than where they wanted to end up, and they just don't know how to read their instrument panel. But once you do, it all starts to make sense. Even when I create something I'm not all that happy about, I go, well, I see how I created it. I'm not mystified. I'm yeah. not a victim. I'm powerful. When I create something really like a big boo-boo, I'll go, I'm so powerful.
Yeah, because we can create it either way, right? We can create
either
the bad or
way.
The good, or, you know,
yeah.
quote
Yeah,
unquote.
The good news is you create your reality. You know, the bad news is you create your reality.
Yeah, and you're right, no matter what, right? You know, about what you're thinking.
When you start to celebrate both, that's another experiential mm-hmm. way that you learn. I mean, it's not a lesson that, you know, God said you must learn this lesson, but it's more like you do evolve and you do learn and you do get more perceptive in noticing and feeling, such that these days I can pretty much predict the outcome of something before it happens because I know how I'm vibrating about it before it ever happens.
Mm. Yeah, so it's we are powerful creators. And what is our instrument panel, Lola, if people are still wondering?
Well, it's in the book. It's a list, an ascending list of different frequencies, and each frequency is associated with a feeling so that you can understand it as a human being rather than as a physicist. You know, we don't talk about, you know, the technical frequency. It's associated with a feeling. And you learn to notice where you are on that instrument panel.
Mm.
And if you're in a lower vibration, you can pretty well, on a particular subject, excuse me, you can pretty well predict the results that you're going to produce in the near future on that subject.
Right.
Now,
right.
If you want to change that, you learn to, using the airplane analogy, tip the nose up. And there are several methods of doing that. But again, it's an experiential process. And the divine openings that you're receiving through the book give you that leg up, rather than feeling like, oh, I've got to chip away at my vibration. I've got to work at this. The divine openings make it much easier. They give you that advantage. They give you that lift.
Right, and I just smile, and I see that's where this cowboy guru comes from, that lift in the saddle. And
yes,
I want to talk more about that in a moment, because we're almost at the break time again. And before we get there, I want to make sure that everybody knows how they can find Lola Jones and, you know, read about her book and about her gift and receive these awakenings and divine openings from looking at her paintings. And her website is www.divineopenings.com. You can also get even a divine opening from Laura and a good taste of her. We have another interview. I interviewed the 8 gurus. I call it the 8 gurus, secrets to a happy you. And you can go to the number 8gurusecrets.com and totally free, enjoy 8 more interviews. And one of them is Lola Jones. Lola Jones' website is divineopenings.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hello, dear listeners. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And I have an amazing guest, Lola Jones, talking about the 19 spiritual myths that hold you back. And before we go there, I just want to mention, if you want to tap into your happiness, I have interviewed 8 happiness experts. Lola is one of them. And you can go to the number 8gurusecrets.com. It's absolutely free. It's a phenomenal program. If you want to know more about Lola and receive awakenings, and there's lots of goodies on her website. Lola Jones's website is www.divineopenings.com. Well, I had a very interesting conversation with Lola just before the break, and I want to continue talking about her analogy of the plane tipping its nose up. And I know I've read in her book how amazing that can work. So Lola, please tell me the title of your book again and tell me this technique about tipping the nose of the plane up. What does that have to do with feeling good?
Okay, the title of the book is Things Are Going Great in My Absence, How to Let Go and Let the Divine Do the Heavy Lifting. And tipping the nose up is just an analogy, and it helps explain the instrument panel a little bit. Let's say if you're flying a plane and you've tipped the nose of the plane just slightly down, you won't experience any bad consequences from that for quite a while. And that fools people sometimes because they don't realize the trajectory they're on until they hit something like the ground. But it was so slight that they didn't realize the end result of it. But if you can imagine that, if your plane's nose is tipped even slightly down, eventually there's going to be an outcome that you don't like. And it's the same way in life. You know, let's just make a really simple example. Giving your power away by saying, I didn't create that. You know, you're tipping the nose slightly down, and eventually you're going to have some results that you don't want. Or complaining about things rather than doing something about them is tipping the nose slightly down, and eventually you're going to have a result you don't want. But cause and effect is often enough separated. Mm. The vibration and then the end result of it are not so obvious that people notice they're doing it. And people are often, too, vibrating things they don't know they're vibrating because they've just been doing it for so long they don't notice. So learning to read your instrument panel and keep the nose of your plane tipped up is very, very important. And it's not just putting on a happy face either. Slapping on a happy face does not raise your vibration. And that you can see evidence of in people you know who are always smiling, but things don't go that well for them. Mm. So just slapping on a happy face won't do it. It's really necessary to learn to discern what you are actually vibrating, not what you're saying you're vibrating or not what you wish you were vibrating or not, not the expression on your face, but what you're actually authentically vibrating. And as that rises, life just gets better and better and better. And again, I wish I could say, here's how you do it exactly, but it is a process. But the book leads you through it. And human beings have had a little difficulty lifting themselves up out of lower vibrations, and that's where the grace and that uplift of grace and having it open your pipes for you comes in, because things people have been trying to do for years and years and years and couldn't pull it off, that boost of grace helps them get there. And then they go, oh, okay, now I think I can do this.
Hmm. And how practical, say, practical, get a boost of grace. I just spoke with somebody and she said, oh, my God, I am so stuck. What would you say to someone like that? Because I think a lot of people can relate to that. I mean, a lot of people I work with, they all say, I'm so stuck.
Well, she's not reading her instrument panel. She doesn't see what she's vibrating, or she just keeps vibrating the same. See, you can't really, truly, technically be stuck because life has changed. But you can keep recreating the same thing over and over again.
Right.
So stuck is keep vibrating the same thing and therefore keep creating the same thing over and over again. So I would have to talk to somebody like that to get them. I would feel their vibration, first of all. I would feel it, and it would just come to me what it was that was going on with them.
Yeah. Is that often rooted in some sort of belief that person is holding about life or about themselves or what is possible?
We don't know. I would get some kind of direct knowing that would guide my mouth. The presence would speak through my mouth, and I would just let go to that. And I would probably be as surprised as she was to hear the answer.
Yeah. that's being in the flow, right? Being connected.
Yes, as you open, you just know things more directly. The answer comes to your mind.
Yeah, and Lola, do you still experience like your small self comes up, or you can deal with it better now, or it doesn't bother you?
Sure. Yeah. There's a spiritual myth that you're what they call lower self. I'd say your small self is going to go away, or you're going to conquer your ego, or you're going to... No. I love and nurture and respect and honor my small self, and it is not required to go away or shape up or ship out or anything. There's much more compassion for our humanity.
Yeah.
You begin to love your imperfect perfection, and to honor and respect the evolution that is ongoing. Better now, I'm so much happier, and life goes so much better than it did 10 years ago. And it is better, and everything works better than 1 year ago. But there's not this taking score, and there's no condemnation of the small self. It's just that more limited part of us. So if I get scared, you know, that small self, but it's like, oh, well, let me hold your hand. You know, I treat it more like a little sister than a bad kid.
Mm, Oh, Lola, we're almost coming to the end of the show, and we could talk forever, but can you one more time share your website and maybe one last tip you want to leave the listeners with before we, you know, end the show?
Yes, it's divineopenings.com, and I would like to say there are 21 of these myths I keep adding to the list. There are 21 of these tips on a page on my website, and at divineopenings.com, it's humongous. But far down in the lower left sidebar, there's a special features section, and it says 40 plus free articles. And the first free article is 19 spiritual myths that hold you back. And it's delightful, and it's funny, and it's breaking of the old mold, it's freeing, and it will give people hope that, oh my God, I don't have to do that anymore, and I don't have to believe that anymore, and oh, I think I'll throw that out and open up to something bigger and better that works better.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Lola Jones. You were such an inspiration, and I'm so sure everybody will have enjoyed that so much. And for everybody, again, Lola Jones's information is absolutely fantastic. Go there. Go to www.divineopenings.com. I also want to encourage you to go and check out that free great program. Lola is there too. She's part of it, and she even gives a divine opening. You could experience that from her. That's the 8GuruSecrets.com. And thank you again, Lola, for sharing such great information. Everybody else for tuning in to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 12 Pacific time. And next week I have Dr. John Martini, the guy who was on The Secret. And I also have Brian Benson. And have a great week, and I'll see you back here next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Saskia.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your Soul Guidance session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.